Yeah! Welcome to the Film Vault, everyone. That's Anderson. I'm Brian Bishop. We're your hosts. Joined today by, I'm just going to say it, the two loveliest guests we've ever had on this show. Christy Bishop and Jillian Cowan, our wives for today's topic, top five.
We've already bagged them, dude. We don't need to impress them.
Movies.
They're already ours. We don't have to, like, you know, work them up. What are you doing? You're like acting like it's like a first date or something.
I know. Yeah, I gotta relax.
The two wives are on.
Myself.
And the children. The kids
and
are on.
More importantly, Atticus and what's her name? Tessa are joining us.
What's her name?
Tessa are joining us for today. Top five movies our wives loves. There's top five all time favorite movies, more or less, yes?
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Jillian and
they're movies that we enjoy.
How strongly do you feel about the list? Give her a microphone.
I don't really feel that strongly about movies, so.
But about your list, 60%. About your top five. If someone said you're like, Jillian, what's your favorite movie of all time? Would one of the top five be on?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Christy?
Okay, yeah, but I am like Groundhog Day when it comes to movies, so I always forget every movie I've ever seen.
Anderson.
But there's two that I remember all the time, and I will watch them if they come on TV, which is a huge statement for me.
You're like, what when it comes to movies?
Groundhog Day.
The irony is she's never seen Groundhog Day.
I have not, but I understand
it's
the concept.
Not worth seeing.
What? Oh no! This is not going to go well.
This is why.
That was the first movie I saw in the theaters as a kid, and I was like,
if you're a kid, you're not going
to turn you off forever. That's why you don't go to movies. That's why I don't go to movies.
You're stupid.
So Jillian and I are also sharing a mic, which is less than ideal. I almost want to trade because that one's going to be easier to move back and forth.
Oh, that's a good point.
Can we do that? Can you talk into mine? Is that cool?
Oh yes, of course.
Can we work it out?
We're one mic shy, one mic shy.
There we're also we're also one better. Logan shy. Yeah, Anderson can hand that over quite easily. Yes.
We're yes. Sounds good.
Atticus making his
Addie.
Making his Film Vault podcasting. Has he been on the After Disaster?
In the background. We've heard him a couple times.
It's Film Vault debut.
On. Do you need some buddy. Milk? Yeah, you want some pacify? What do you want?
Snack.
Want a little gripe water? A little homemade gripe water?
Oh, Anderson's making his own gripe water.
Oh,
gripe
water. Yeah. Going through it like crazy.
Two parts Kentucky bourbon.
Okay.
One part
all right, I've already lost my wife, so it's just the three of us now.
Top five movies my wife loves.
So let's actually, you know what? I'll use this as an excuse to tell a quick little story.
We can ask you a quick question though first, since we're the guests.
Absolutely.
Even Christy interrupts you.
Do your friends say that you outkick your coverage?
Real quick question for you. Did you get infused today, Christy?
Doing
a lot of interrupting. Did you get infused today?
No, I'm just nervous.
It's not funny.
Okay, what were you? Do my friends ask what?
If you outkicked your coverage with Jillian.
Outkicked my coverage.
You ever heard that? Yeah, people say
that. What is it? Is that a USC thing?
It means you did a really great job with your wife.
Oh,
she's
yeah.
awesome and better than you. Because Brian.
Oh, no, no.
People said that to Brian all the time.
Not to say anything, but like, you know, no matter what, I was going to be kind of marrying up.
Yeah.
If you know me, right?
It's true.
But no, I married way up with Jillian, yes. She's definitely smarter than I am and better looking. And I'm not just saying that these are all true. I'm very lucky. However, her taste in movies kind of take a couple points away from her. And I don't get it because she's a really smart lady. She's got good taste in like art and like, you know, she understands things and she houses homeless people for a living. And then when it comes to movies and I see what she watches, I see what you TiVo, honey.
It's all good stuff.
What do you TiVo?
Like Bravo show.
We do all day long.
See, that's the thing is, we are married to very, very smart, very accomplished women who need to turn their brain off.
That's what it is.
They've done too much thinking for the day, and it's like that's it. I'm topped off.
I know, but I don't like to just not. I can't really buy into like just watching like indiscriminate BS so that my head just turns off. I can never turn my brain off.
I'll take that for you.
So if I'm gonna watch something, it better be good.
Has Jillian ever expressed a movie opinion that made you question your commitment to the relationship?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I've told the story on the show a couple of times when I took her to Life of Pi.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Because obviously, you saw Life of Pi.
So terrible.
Not a good movie.
What? No. You didn't? I thought you liked that movie with the guy in the boat.
You gotta talk into the microphone.
There's a lot of boats in that movie.
It says one boat.
Is that the one with the tiger?
Yeah.
Is that the one with the tiger? She says.
That's The Hangover, babe.
I told you this. It's where I took Jillian to see Life of Pi. It was right before we got married, and I was like crying. You know, as every time I see Life of Pi, I cry. And I'm sitting there, and she's like, on the big screen, and I'm like holding her hand, thinking this is great. The lady of my life, the best movie I've seen in years. I'm so moved by this movie. And we're halfway through, and I'm just like, I got goosebumps, right? It's like, it's a moment for me. And I hear her like leaning in. I'm like, oh, she's going to kiss me on the ear or something, you know? And she just goes, how much longer?
There's like jelly, like fluorescent jellyfish and like weird
yeah,
cartoons.
Yeah, that was a beautiful moment.
It was hair.
No.
Unreliable narrator.
And then he's told Brian said to me that.
Talking about
sorry. Then Brian said to me that none of it ever happened.
No. Well, it may or may not have. The Bishop family likes to spoil a lot.
My time.
The Bishop family likes to spoil a lot.
Guys, you guys miss it. You really miss it. Maybe Andy Cohen can explain it to you one day.
if he could, I'd. Yes.
We're gonna need that microphone to get closer to you.
Jillian,
I have a child.
Do you want me to take her?
Maybe have her hold the mic. Real quick before we get into the wives' top fives.
But on that topic, though, I want to ask Jillian a follow-up question, which is, speaking of Anderson getting, he's known to get emotional during a film. do you remember the...
Your microphone cord is killing everyone.
Do you remember the button it up moment, the famous button it up? She told you to button it up, right? Button that up?
Yes, it reminded me because we've had many incidents.
I thought you'd remember. All Anderson was crying at a movie with Jillian once. He was bawling and she didn't have the same reaction. She simply looked over and said, "Hey, button that up."
Remember that? That was a couple years ago.
It was recently.
It was like an animal movie. I forget.
It was definitely in the last 18...
like a year and a half.
Yeah, 18 months.
What was it?
Was it Jungle Book?
Was it animated?
Somebody listening knows.
Inside Out?
No, I want to cry with that. Animal.
It's a Bing Bong.
No, I watched Zootopia with her. This year we watched it because it's streaming now. I think Amazon or maybe Netflix for Fuckflix for free. And she didn't quite enjoy Zootopia as much as I did over here.
No, I didn't.
What the hell? It's so tough. Wait till you hear her top five movies, though. It'll make a little more sense.
I heard it's good, though. Zootopia is supposed to be great.
Oh, it's phenomenal.
I never saw it.
It's phenomenal.
Like it wasn't like bad by any means, but he made it seem like it was like
holy grail.
Yeah.
It's one of the best animated feature-length films I've seen in years.
Jillian, does a movie come to mind, and if it's on your list, then just say it's on your list, but does a movie come to mind maybe recently or maybe ever that Anderson has really sold to you and it ended up being as good as he sold?
No.
You know what I mean?
No.
What? Fuck yourself. Harold and Maude.
I saw Harold and Maude by myself with Jenny a long time ago.
Yeah, because I asked you to watch it.
I don't recall that.
Same with Amelie.
Amelie was good.
Okay. Ooh, maybe that should maybe make an appearance today?
No.
Odd Richard too.
Wait a minute. Amelie doesn't make an appearance in your top five, but the others do. Are you sure?
Wait, do you know her list?
Kinda. I've heard some rumblings.
I know one for sure, and Christy revealed one to me accidentally, but... yeah,
spoiler alert.
I wouldn't have guessed that one. Probably, I wouldn't have guessed that. I'll be surprised, and you'll be proud.
I have a sophisticated.
I'll be proud.
List.
You'll be in a way. Your opinion will be raised.
Well, Anderson scared the hell out of me. He told me I had to know the directors and the writers.
I didn't say that.
You did.
I did not say that.
I was here.
100% said that last week. And Anderson, how much research do I have to do? Because I know nothing about movies. And
not much.
I like Goonies. It's great. Oh no, don't worry. Keep it real low key. You just have to know the director or the writer. I was like, I don't know any directors.
Well, no, you
like
just
Christopher Nolan.
You did say that.
I think.
Did I? What'd you? As soon as I walked out, you were like, "Don't worry, honey."
Yeah, I did.
I said, the first thing I said, you'd have to know.
Then,
the
of course,
director.
This morning I completely forgot we were doing this because I still have pregnancy brain. He's like, "You know, today at 2, Film Vault," and I was like, oh, "I haven't done any research."
Speaking of pregnancy brain, you can't blame pregnancy brain. Neither one of you on your list. Okay, your list is your list.
No, I own my list.
It came
list.
About
yeah.
before you guys were pregnant, so you can't blame it on your brains.
No, this is pure love.
I like, yes. I've liked it for a long time. Most of my movies are from like my childhood.
I noticed that.
Sister.
Before we get into the top five, you wanted to say something? Or did you?
Yeah. So this came up last night, and I was tickled with this story. It was great. My mom's telling me casually, like
Tessa plays.
I think we brought up the fact that Jillian and I were coming over here today to do a show, and I forget how my mom brought it up, but she's like, "Oh, years ago."
She asked if I watched it, and I said no because you're not.
If you listen to the show,
yeah, I said no because you're not very nice on
listen.
It. And then she said,
"That is true.
He's not very nice, but he's very nice in real life." Anderson's
he's nicer.
Brian brings out the worst of me. Brian infuriates me.
Maybe that's maybe
there's a lot of screaming.
Christy does hear a lot of screaming sometimes.
So, my mom says, "Oh yes, I know he's a jerk on that show. I remember years ago when he first started doing it, he was telling his dad and I about it, and we were in the car, and somebody asked to hear a clip, so I myself played them a little segment on the Film Vault, thinking, hey, here's the show that I'm doing now. You know, it's an actual show that people listen to.
Yeah, people love the show.
And I didn't know this, and I didn't know it until last night, but I guess my mom and dad were mortified. And they're like, oh, my God, that's not our son. Why is he so mean to that bald
that
fellow?
Poor, that nice bald fellow. I know. I went out of my way to hire Anderson to be my sidekick.
What? Would you stop it? Don't laugh at that, girl.
They should definitely laugh at that. Okay, we usually start the show with a little flick fashions. Obviously, we're not doing that today. But Jillian, what is the last movie you saw maybe in theaters? Do you remember?
I do.
Anderson Flick Fest for Jillian.
Oh, that 17 movie.
What was it?
The Edge of 17. 17.
The exact same way.
And what'd you think? That was.
I thought it was decent.
Yeah?
Yeah. Wait, which movie was it? The Edge of 17?
Oh, yeah.
Christy doesn't know much about it, I'm sure.
No, but I saw a commercial about it.
Yeah. Christy, you saw Rogue One and we saw.
I saw La La Land.
Without Me.
Yes, believe it or not. I thought that was the one.
You
like
that La La Land?
You know, I did. I think it was overrated.
Mm-hmm.
It's so overhyped. I think it's the media in LA kind of just like loving
themselves. Slobbering all over themselves.
Yeah, it's like. What? Oh, sorry. You're good.
That's why it's going to win Best Picture.
Well, yeah, because it was good.
It's very selfish.
It's a movie that panders to the voting academy.
We worked so hard and I needed my big break and I got it. Or maybe I didn't. I don't know.
Oh, you're talking about the storyline.
Yeah, but just it was a little bit much. But like Ryan Gosling's piano playing was unbelievable.
He's great.
It's a great movie. I was a little bit bored in the middle. Not going to lie. Mm. I found myself being like,
it's a little long.
How much
like
2 hours, do we 12? Have left?
It's your number two movie.
It's definitely not.
You know what's funny is we saw a billboard right around the corner on our way over here for Manchester by the Sea.
Yeah.
I want to see
and
that.
And it says at the top, very, very good movie. Mm-hmm. Very different movie. Ballsy movie. A lot of good, great things going on with Manchester by the Sea. But what's funny is at the top of the billboard, it says, for your consideration for all categories.
Wow.
All categories.
Wow, that's a wide net.
It's like, I don't think it's going to be up for special effects. I don't think it has a chance. Hey, buddy. How you doing, Addy? All right, so should we get to this list?
No, it's a quick break. We're going to come back with our wives. Well, quick break. Yeah, we've got to pay these bills. This isn't free. These microphones aren't free.
We're
going to buy a new microphone. Take a quick break. We'll be right back with top five movies our wives love.
All right, just one read this week. We got, it's one of our favorites. I know it's not nice to play favorites, but Blue Apron. Brian and I love Blue Apron. We really do. It's the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country. I know there's others, but this is the number one. It's our favorite, and it's their mission to make incredible home cooking accessible to everyone. Blue Apron achieves this by supporting a more sustainable food system, setting the highest standards for ingredients, and building a community of home chefs. So right now, try Blue Apron. It's affordable, less than $10 per meal. They have a huge variety to choose from, new recipes each week. You can choose from a variety of new recipes or just let them choose for you. And each meal comes with a step-by-step, easy-to-follow recipe. Blue Apron's freshness guarantee promises that every ingredient in your delivery comes ready to cook, or they'll make it right. Check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/TFV. It's awesome to just put on a show and just go to cooking in your kitchen, have your you time, cook for your lady, cook for your man. Tastes great, incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron. So don't wait. That's blueapron.com/TFV. Blue Apron, a better way to cook.
Welcome back, everyone. To the Film Vault. Time now to get into our top five movies our wives love. And what's going to happen is we're going to go back and forth between you two, Jillian and Christy, the star of number five. And just, I guess, tell us what you love and why you love it. And we'll ask probing questions about your love for this film. Do you predict, I don't even know why I'm asking this, I'm sure the answer is yes, there are a number of movies on your list that may enrage us or infuriate us at your love for them? Or
Embarrass?
Yeah, I made Andy watch some of these. And okay. He was not a fan.
Oh, have I seen all five of these movies, Christy?
Yes.
Okay.
I think so.
I've probably seen them with you.
I think she pooed.
You're talking about Jillian?
Yes.
That is not polite.
Jillian also let me know that it would be a lot easier for her to come up with top five movies and Andy Anderson's forced me to watch or made me watch that I hated.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be a lot easier.
That's a bevy selection. Jillian, has Anderson seen all these films?
I think every single one except for maybe one.
Okay.
Which I think I have seen clips of.
You know, at the end of the episode, tradition is that I assign Anderson a film. Usually gamble, but I usually win.
That's not true.
And so now I just assign Anderson a film. And so maybe I'll assign him this one.
I think that'd be good.
Okay. Let's start with, let's start alphabetically.
No, Jillian should go first.
Start off with Jillian. Jillian, go first. What is your number five movie that you love? I should have started with you because you have your notes in front of you.
I do. Oh, sorry.
No, it's okay. Number five is Drop Dead Fred.
Drop Dead Fred.
And So It Begins.
Wait.
I've never seen that movie.
No?
No, what's I haven't
it
either.
It's all about this kid, this girl, woman.
She has an imaginary friend, right?
Yes.
Something like that? And she
she's
grows
going
up.
Through a really hard time when she's an adult. Okay. And all of a sudden he comes back.
Is it Robert Downey Jr.? Or is it who is the
drop
dead friend?
No, it's some English actor. Andy told me to do research and I said I'm not.
I have a child.
Well, Brian and I know that it's Phoebe Cates.
Yes, that I did know.
And who's then
that?
It's Rick Mayall.
Phoebe Cates was in Fast Times at Ridgemont High, oh, the booby
okay.
girl.
Okay. Rick Mayall.
Yeah, that I do know. Okay.
Rick Mayall. How about that?
He's in American Werewolf.
When did this come out, Anderson? 87?
Drop Dead Fred came out in 91.
91? How about that? Jillian, did you see this when it came out? See it in the theaters? See it at home?
No, we had it on VHS tape, so I saw it about probably 90 times since we owned it. So,
that's
so
awesome.
That's one of those movies, one of those things where when you own the movie, you end up watching it way more maybe than... So when's the last time you saw it?
Probably about 4 years ago.
And did it hold up?
Yes.
You still loved it?
Yes.
Okay, so
but
it's
that could just
hardwired.
Be because it's like...
It could be hardwired to nostalgia at that point.
Yeah.
All right. Would you recommend this movie to people?
I would. Because
people who haven't seen it, I mean. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
Is Anderson not talking in disgust? Or
I don't think he's seen it.
No, I think he's doing the research he wanted me to do.
Anderson, have you seen this?
I think I'd seen the box cover way too many times because it was like big when I was working at the movie theater. I mean, at the video store. Mm-hmm. I remember we had like 4 or 5 copies of it and people were coming in renting it, probably Jillian's family. Mm-hmm. And that didn't really seem to scream out to me as something I needed to watch, other than the fact that Phoebe Cates was in it, but she kind of looked dumpy in it. You know, she didn't even look like the Phoebe Cates that we had. Well, I mean, she was
7 years after her prime, after her peak.
Wow. I'm looking up the director, whose his name, or maybe her name, was 8 D. Jong. A-T-E is the first A-T-E. Name. 8, mm-hmm. or Ate.
Past tense beat.
Still working. Movie came out this year that Ate De Jong made. Love is Thicker Than Water. Everyone knows about that.
Oh, yeah.
Deadly Virtues. That's, that's a big one.
That's a Skinamax film. A
couple of years ago. Fogbound, of course, 2002. Everyone
if you go to IMDb, what are the 4 things that Ate is known for?
All Men Are Mortal. Drop Dead Fred's going to be in there. I know it's going to be. as well as Het Bombardar.
Oh, okay.
Bombardment. Het Bombardment.
Why did you leave with that?
Which is 3.9 on IMDb.
Oh, that's not good.
And
not
Highway to Hell.
That's not out of 5.
Out of what?
That's not out of 5.
I was going to say, I don't know what that means.
It's out of 10.
Highway to Hell is probably his best rated film at 6.0. All right, I should watch Drop Dead Fred with you one day.
You should.
Oh, that's love.
You should. So Atticus has watched movies with you for sure by now, right?
Well, he doesn't watch movies. He's
2 months
saying, old.
He's been exposed to film.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
fine
tell
cinema.
Him what movie you exposed him to.
It's going
to
be terrifying.
Well, he was sitting next to me when I was watching The Club.
Oh, my God.
And I remember thinking, well, I'm glad that he's not old enough to see these dogs being murdered or, you know, this priest shooting
Logan,
themselves
get
in
that
the head.
Tessa's first movie with Daddy was Hardcore
Human
Henry.
Centipede.
Oh.
Yeah, so that was
well, Human Centipede 2 is probably going to be much more one of her favorites. Yeah, I think she'll respond to that
I
more.
I doubt she will. Yeah. I really doubt she'll
plot, I've heard.
Be exposed to that.
Babies like hammers to the face.
Oh, it's really? Oh, yeah. Good. Well.
Oh.
He passes the mic
why,
to Jillian.
Why are you putting the mic to my face after that?
Chrissy, number 5 for you. What is your 5th favorite movie of all time?
This movie was released. I did a little bit of research.
Oh, boy.
Well done. Well done.
I have notes. Yeah. It was released in 2006. It was directed by Nancy Meyers.
Ooh, I got stories about her.
Oh, no. Well, I have a great story, and it's called The Holiday.
Mm-hmm.
The Holiday's only number 5?
Excellent, excellent. Well, you
shamed
me earlier, so I moved it from number 2 to number 5.
I may have had a poor reaction.
I did.
I moved Drop Dead Fred because he made fun of me.
Yeah, me too. And I've like,
I may have had
a poor
reaction.
I wanted to put Goonies on my list, but he like threatened to divorce me. So I said,
Anderson,
okay,
this is not helping our film snobbery.
It's not. Anyway, I love The Holiday, and I love The Holiday for one word, and that word is gumption. And this.
Chillin', have you seen The Holiday?
I'm not sure.
Cameron Diaz and Kate Winslet.
They swap houses.
Wait, you saw it?
Yeah,
yes.
Anderson, have you seen The Holiday?
Two troubled women with guy problems, mm-hmm. according to IMDb.
Hold on a second. Anderson, have you seen The Holiday?
Yeah, I'm quite familiar.
Write that down. Write down house The Holiday for Anderson. The sign. Anderson
Brian's
the
doing a bit.
Sign
to
Anderson
funny.
The
Stop
Holiday.
It. Wait, isn't this like one of those movies that's like made around The Holiday and it's like Valentine's
it's
Day and what's the other
it's
one?
Christmas.
New Year's Eve.
No,
oh
no,
God.
No, that's different.
This is not one of those.
No, this is different.
Kristen made me watch it we're dating, I think, at that point.
Yeah,
like, this movie is the
excellent
best movie I've ever seen. We gotta watch it. I'm like, wow, okay, well let's watch it then.
I cried.
It was a movie. It was definitely a movie.
I was so happy after 2 hours and I looked at him and he was like, never again.
How much longer?
How much longer? And I was like, don't you love it? It was so good.
Was this the one you looked up on Rotten Tomatoes?
Yeah, it's, again, there's a
what is the score differential? What is thermometer?
Thermometer. The score was 47%. However,
47.
However, I disagree wholeheartedly.
What's that?
The audience rating was 80%.
80.
And sometimes audiences know more than
Jude Law.
Fancy people.
This is a crowd.
Jack Black.
This is a crowd pleasing movie. This is This is a perfect movie.
Eli
for
Wallach.
Eli Wallach.
Yeah, that's what it says.
Holy hell.
He's the guy who says gumption.
Rufus Sewell.
Yeah.
Yeah, from Dark City.
He's
from
the boyfriend
Man in the High Castle.
That's correct.
Yeah. It's a good cast.
Hey, the score on IMDb?
Yeah. Oh, no.
6.9.
He passes the mic. Jillian, what do you have to say about that?
Anyway, it's a great movie.
Okay, The Holiday. I can't wait to never continue not seeing it.
I think for the crowd that wants to see The Holiday, this is a home run. Like this
2 hours,
this is,
18 minutes? Holy hell.
It's epic.
That's like silence.
It's epically long.
Two women troubled with guy problems swap homes in each other's countries where they each meet a local guy and fall in love.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds it's really
like,
good.
Sounds like
that's pretty much the entirety of the of
Eli
the plot.
Wallach. That's his name, right? Eli.
Ooh, but Cameron Diaz.
She looks good. No, this is when she looked good.
2006.
I tend to say that she looks like a Saint Bernard, but that's just because she has huge eyes. Oh,
Saint Bernards are cute.
Yeah. They're cuddly though.
It's because she always has a bottle around her neck.
You'll never a flask, a cask. You'll never work in this town again.
She's
Julian.
Skinny though.
Does the new generation even know about the St. Bernards? Is that something that still comes up?
Is that in cartoons still? Because that I only knew about them like Bugs Bunny cartoons.
Like when we were kids, everyone knew that St. Bernards. They had booze
they had
and
a cask.
Around the neck.
Was that to warm up people in the snow?
Yeah, they went to the rescue.
Yeah,
they rescued
like
people.
Rescue dogs.
And then they feed them booze.
Not bad.
So people get purposely lost in the snow just to get free booze.
Oh, Christy, that's what we're having at our next Christmas party.
St. Bernard
with booze around his neck. That's a great idea.
Pet the dog and get some bourbon.
Okay. All right, Jillian, number four for you, if you don't mind. What's your fourth favorite film of all time?
So going along with the childhood movies, Follow That Bird, Sesame Street.
I have not... let me
unfamiliar.
Point.
No.
The one thing I wanted is I've seen this movie. I saw it's in the theaters. This was prime time for a young balding Brian. And let me tell you this, Anderson, I should have pointed out before we started the episode to the listeners, we're going to hear probably 9.5 movies that don't get brought up on the show very often, including Follow That Bird, the Sesame Street movie starring Big Bird. I have vivid memories of this movie. I remember that they called it Sesame Street.
It was devastating when that scene with Big Bird singing that song.
Yes.
I mean, it sticks with
and
you.
He went to the, they were there, they were at the fun fair, but this is a message to the audience, Anderson. They pull in on the fun fair, the sign that says fun fair, but the F, it falls off. It's the unfair. And everyone's having a bad time. All the employees are dicks to the kids. It's the unfair.
Wait, did it fall off? So then they decided to make it the unfair instead of put up the F?
No. It's an establishing shot. We're pulling
right,
in
I get
on,
it.
We're pulling in on the fun fair. And as we pull in on the sign, the F goes like, ee-ooh, ee-ooh. Falls off.
Right, does a thing.
And that's like, the audience, this is not a fun place. This is an unfun place.
But even if that F didn't fall off, would it still have been unfair?
Oh, yeah. All the employees.
The people that worked there saw it and they're like, okay, now I guess rather than fixing the F, we better just make
the
sign accurate.
It was a self-fulfilling prophecy. I believe
better make the sign accurate.
Were already huge dicks.
Okay.
They were not nice to the
this
kids.
Was directed by Ken Kwapis.
Ken
Kwapis, who he's worked with.
Follow That Bird. Yeah, sure.
He's worked with some big names. He did A Walk in the Woods that no one saw last year. With
Walk in
Robert
the
Redford,
I love that movie.
Robert Redford, Nick Nolte, and Emma Thompson, if you remember that one. And he did Big Miracle, which Jillian and I also saw.
I have no recollection of that.
It's the whales.
The whale movie.
Whale movie, yes, we did. Yeah. We saw that in Alaska.
Button It Up.
Yeah, it was when we were on Alaska.
Cruise.
When did you say Button It Up to me? I want to remember.
Three of the four people.
Live action animal movie, like Milo and Otis or something like that.
Not Milo and Otis. We were watching it on our couch in our house.
I realize that. I'm saying it's like that movie.
No, I know, but it's coming to me a little bit.
Okay.
Was there a movie, not Babies, which you...
It wasn't Gleason, was it?
Anderson hated Babies.
No.
Anderson hated Babies.
You know what? I actually didn't love Babies either.
Fuck
you. Yeah, Babies is no good, Brian.
Babies is great.
There's one good scene in Babies.
Really?
I'm sorry, speaking of Babies, I'm holding one and I have no hands.
It'd be better maybe if you could just pass your mic over to her.
Right.
We're one mic.
Instead of leaning forward.
Yeah.
It was... I don't need to eat the microphone. It was fine, but there's the one scene where the baby loses its shit because it literally doesn't, I don't know. This is my how I tell stories about movies. And then it puts its hands in the air and falls back and goes, meh! And that's the end of it.
That's pretty funny.
Mm-hmm. We're going to figure out this movie.
All right.
Follow that bird.
And apparently there's
that
a scene.
Is literally the first time that has ever been brought up on this podcast.
There's a scene, honey, where the bird is, the big bird's not the same color.
Yes, it's a devastating scene. Why does it have to be so close?
So that we can hear you.
In
the business, they call it eating the mic.
Yeah, it's very uncomfortable.
Okay, talk into it.
Yes, it's a devastating scene. He turns blue and he sings a very sad song, and it stuck with me. I can visually picture it right now because it was so devastating.
Might well up a little.
I could.
Yeah.
When's the last time you saw Follow That Bird?
5 years ago, I looked it up and watched it.
Really?
Yeah.
Where was I?
Where? Like when? But like on demand? Where does one find Follow That Bird?
I think I bought it off iTunes, and I think you were at camp.
My credit card.
Odd charge.
My credit card is a sign of that.
Anderson calls him, honey, we've got identity fraud. They got our credit card.
Big Bird porn.
1985 is when Follow That Bird came out. And,
you're telling me.
I remember seeing chunks of it here and there, like on the movie pay channels, but I never actually stuck around from beginning to end. Maybe I should.
Yeah, it's a
maybe
shame.
I should do that now that I know it's so important to the one I love's heart.
You feel good about that choice?
I feel really good.
Good, good. Yeah. Christy, grab the mic from Jillian just for this choice, and do your number four favorite film of all time. Oh boy, here we go.
Okay, we're stuck. Now we're unstuck. All right, my fourth movie came out in 2009.
Mm-hmm.
It was directed by Wes Anderson.
Ooh,
right. It was.
Wait a minute.
The tomato meter gave it 92%.
Oh no!
The audience rating was 84%.
What year was this?
2009.
Is it Grand Budapest Hotel?
No, that was like 2 years
and
ago.
I never saw that movie.
This is the Darjeeling, I think.
No, what's that?
Is Darjeeling that is? Limited?
No, it's what? The Fantastic Mr. Fox.
Oh, good
you
call!
You love that movie?
That's the only.
Let me preface that every movie I see,
Chris, yeah. I didn't know you love that movie
because you don't listen to things that I say.
I don't.
So I every movie I see is on a plane, and I see because I travel so much for work.
Yeah.
So will go whenever I travel to London. He will go online and say these are all the flights. These are all the movies that are on your flight, and so I'll have like two or three that I want to watch. And this one,
I emailed you. It's one of my favorite
movies.
The
it's
movie
incredible.
I ranked the movies. Said this one you will like. This one you won't like. This one's really good. You probably might not like it. So I actually give you a list of movies I think you'll like. And,
I think this is so smart from beginning to end.
It is.
I watched a few clips of it earlier today, and I laughed out loud again.
So good.
The Psychotic Rat. It's too much.
Never seen it.
Oh my
Jillian,
god!
I think
it's
you would
great.
Like it.
Yeah, it's really, really,
really
good.
Funny.
If George he's Clooney.
Smart.
Do you have a thing about movies, Jillian? Like where like it's a weird stop motion animation. So would you get weirded out by just like the herky jerkiness of it, or can you get past that?
Yeah, I don't think so.
It wouldn't make you like nauseous. It's not. Like,
no, we watched Little Prince earlier this year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you wanting to talk into the mic?
She's making a motion.
She's got her head towards the mic.
We should
not bad.
No, but it's a great no. Not
so far.
Not bad.
So far, head and shoulders above the rest that we've heard.
It's
so far.
It's a good movie.
Hey,
you have to go home with these two.
You haven't seen those last two that I.
Yeah, you don't know for a fact to follow my follow that bird.
Valid point.
It has an alcoholic farmer in it who only eats cider. He concocts alcoholic cider, and that's all he lifts off of.
And the little the baseball scene. What's it called? Knockerball or something?
Whack-a-bat.
That's right.
Whack-a-bat.
That's a great scene. God, it's a good movie.
It's a great movie.
It's George
I totally
Clooney
forgot
at his
I'd
best.
Recommended that to you.
Yeah,
and
it's
Wes Anderson.
With you. And
I
Meryl
wish
Street.
Wes Anderson did more of these kinds of things.
I totally agree.
And Bill Murray.
Because his movies are cartoony, but not in a way that Brian and I both like. Most of our listeners love Wes Anderson, and we take a lot of shit, and I think we lose some credibility. Because you don't like to listen to people talk about movies and turn you on to movies, but they hate like your favorite director.
But
that's,
I get
that
confused,
happens with
though.
Us a lot.
He's not the guy who did the scary movies.
That's what's crazy.
Wes Craven. I get. See,
I thought
I always
you
get
go
them
Paul
confused.
Thomas Anderson, but
I know,
in
it's
a very
setting.
Different direction.
It's West, a setting. I know.
Chrissy likes some Paul Thomas Anderson movies.
Wes Craven, dead.
You like Boogie Nights, right?
Oh, that was fun. Yeah, I guess.
How dare you?
Is that the one with the long penis?
It is, in fact, the one with the long penis.
Mark Wahlberg.
That's right.
Yeah, it was okay.
Dirk Diggler. I took Jillian to The Master. She was not a fan.
Pass that microphone.
I dragged Jillian also to Schenectady, New York. Not a fan.
Ooh. Yeah, that's
pretty much
that's
any of those movies. I was not a fan.
Yeah.
Okay, Christy's going to take a time out to change. Ladies, we are on to our top three favorite movies of all time. So, Jillian, please lead us off with number three on your list. So,
wait, can we revisit, though?
Oh, that's right.
Follow that
you
bird
found
a
us
bit?
More information during the break.
Yeah, during the break, we were
you,
like,
you
really
seemed disinterested initially, and then you seemed to find a vein of info.
Well, we were ruminating on how what the score was, and Jillian, tell them the score on Rotten Tomatoes. Follow that bird.
It's 91%.
A little closer to the microphone.
91%.
Yeah, that is a shockingly high score.
And here's who's in Follow That Bird. Sandra Bernhardt, who can't love her. John Candy, as well as Chevy Chase, the always great Chevy Chase. Always, always great. Jim Henson, because, of course, he created Sesame
Of course, it's a Jim Henson production.
Frank Oz plays the Cookie Monster.
What? Eddie doesn't know
Paul
that.
Bartel. Waylon Jennings, honey, the truck driver.
Huh? I don't know who that is.
Okay. Well, he's a country singer.
Oh.
He, I believe, he was supposed to be on, I might screw this up and I might get a lot of tweets, but I'm pretty sure he was supposed to be on the plane that killed Buddy Holly. I think he gave up his seat to like either Buddy Holly or the Big Bopper or something.
The first film to be adapted from the popular children's television series Sesame Street. Follow That Bird follows the story of Big Bird after a social worker takes him away from Sesame Street to live with a family of birds in Illinois. And now, this is why you might have wanted to become a social worker, do you think?
Yeah, I wanted to help all those big birds.
How many big birds have you helped now as a social worker?
You should actually sit down with your clients and have them watch this.
Okay.
Like when you, like, you know, next time you're doing outreach and you're getting some, like, homeless people off the street, have them sit down and watch and see the part where, like, he gets blue. Maybe that'll, like, really motivate these people that you're trying to help.
It's a good idea, honey.
Because they don't want.
What happens when one of the less mentally acute clients thinks it's a real bird?
Well, they probably will.
It's quite possible.
It's possible.
I mean, if I watch Follow That Bird, there's a good chance that I will let go at some point during the movie and believe that it's a real bird.
That is suspenduous belief.
If it's 91% on the old Rotten Tomatoes, it must be good enough for me to suspend.
Christy, write down, please, for me, assign Anderson to Follow That.
I'm into that.
I don't have anything.
Okay. All right, number three.
That's more of a bit, really.
For the Jillies.
Number three is There's Something Wrong with Aunt Diane, which is like favorite documentaries ever.
Wow, I've been avoiding this movie because it feels a little bit dark and heavy, but Anderson raved about it.
It is really...
No, I didn't see it.
I thought we saw it together.
I didn't see it. Do you have a recollection of this?
Maybe there was another movie that sounded like that one.
That was also recommended by Anderson.
Jillian, give us a quick description, because it's not a very popular movie. Tell the audience and Christy what it's all about.
So it's a like documentary about this woman who was driving back from some sort of family vacation with her nieces and nephews and her own children in this big minivan, and she ended up having a really nasty crash where everyone in the car died. Oh, and the family's going back and trying to figure out what happened.
You're fine. You're fine.
And it's like it has all these interviews, and they think like the police thinks that it's one thing, which is like she might have been drinking or high, and the family thinks it was some sort of medical condition. So they're going back and interviewing all these people, and it's really good. It stuck with me for a long time after the movie.
I would really like to see that. I was thinking about the woman who with the art, who's crazy, and like in an apartment. Like, she's in an apartment her entire life, and she's got all this crazy art or something like that. And it's also a documentary.
Does she have a Pollock? She's trying to sell it?
I don't know.
Doesn't the title of the movie comes from, like, a text, like, one of the kids in the car sent to their parents or something?
Yes. So the kids are contacting their parents in the car and saying there's something wrong, and the parents are trying... They went in a separate car, so they're, like, hours ahead of them, and they're freaking out, and then they finally hear that everyone's died in the car accident.
It's a pretty great mystery. And
it sounds heavy.
Retrace every single place that Aunt Diane was, and there's a lot of, like... It just doesn't make any sense.
I remember from your descriptions, like, she wasn't much of a drinker, or she
wasn't
like,
a drinker at all. Apparently,
do they find out what happened?
I think that
kind of, sort of,
we kind of came to a conclusion at the end of it, right? It's not a pretty conclusion, but they give you enough. Liz Garbus, the director, gives you enough to be able to make your own.
Chris, are you thinking of Finding Vivian Meyer?
Yes. Well, I have a woman's name in it. You're right,
that's okay. I forgot about that movie. Yeah, that movie. That one didn't have sticking power.
It was a good little flick. Good little genre flick.
It was all right. Stop it, Brian. Yeah, you made me watch that.
Someone suggested
finds the pictures.
Like that. Someone suggested that we do top five good little genre flicks. That's pretty good.
Okay, get your hand off the cord.
It's pretty good.
It's killing everyone. All right, not bad, Jules. A little Finding, what's wrong with Miss, with Finding Miss Simone is what that woman also did.
Didn't I watch it and then make you sit down and watch it?
No, I think we watched it together.
No, I watched it twice.
I don't think so.
Christy, should we trade this microphone for that baby so that you can do your next one and I can feed her?
What's the problem?
Thank you, listeners, for putting up with this week. This is a little family episode, wires exposed. Literally, we're standing amongst a bunch of wires. But thank you for indulging us as we get the whole family together. Our families have not been together ever. There's all three of us on both sides. So here we are. All right, we're going to trade. you're gonna take.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah, Liz Garbus did that one that was up for best documentary last year. What Happened, Miss Simone? Remember that one?
Oh yeah, Nina Simone.
Yes.
Was that the one? Did I watch that with you?
We saw that one too. That was
pretty boring.
Yes, it was Dullesville. Yeah. Yes, it was up for best documentary. Diane not up for best documentary, but way more entertaining and creepy. Creepy factor. You know what I'm waiting for is a documentary about the lady that was at that hotel, the Hotel Cecil.
Yes, downtown, right?
Yeah, they're gonna make a documentary. They have to make a documentary.
Is that the woman who died?
Yeah, they found her like in the water.
That's right. Like there was the elevator footage of her, right? And she was talking to herself. Yeah, creepy. she had a supportive episode.
But then a guy came up like to the door of the elevator, and then it cut away or something, and they found her in the water.
I don't remember a guy
up top.
I think she was only photographed by herself.
I thought she saw a ghost or something. She's sticking her head out and
talking to herself,
gesturing.
Yeah, and super weird.
Yeah, and then the next thing, she was naked in the water tower.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
terrifying.
People's water pressure. They're trying to take showers, complaining in the front desk. Like, water pressure's real shitty, and it seems to be like hair and kind of chunks of flesh coming through.
Oh, it's all right.
What's going on here?
No worries.
She was in there for like 3 or 4 days.
Mm. Yeah.
But what happened to her
clothes? It turned into a spa since. Yeah, did they ever find the clothes?
I don't know.
I don't know if they ever find. I see this one. We need to watch this documentary.
Are they making a movie about it?
They need to.
They need to. Agreed. Need to, yeah. That'd be very cool.
I'd watch it.
Okay, my number three.
Yes, please.
From 2012. Rotten Tomatoes, 96%.
It's all recent movies.
Yeah. Audience, because I don't remember movies past 10-year mark. Audience rating 90%. You will not fall asleep in this one. It is called Argo. I love Argo. Anderson, I was just hoping to get a really good reaction of Anderson, and I'm crestfallen. If you could just see the face that came out of Anderson.
But come on. You're a smart lady.
Oh, how dare you. Yeah. It is an excellent, excellent movie.
It's excellent bullshit.
I don't care if it's bullshit
or not.
Absolute
bullshit.
It's wonderful. It's so suspenseful. The story is great. I think it's so creative. I love.
You ever
see
the guy that actually was, or the guy that was?
I don't care.
Ben Affleck played, and it's just how.
It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. I can suspend belief for anything, and I thought it was wonderful.
It's God forbid they change some things to make it more dramatic and more entertaining movie.
No.
God forbid.
The idea of like the little children are putting together little strips of paper and it's just in time.
Guaranteed.
Ridiculous.
That guaranteed. That will happen now.
That was regardless. But the timeline that they had it fall out on. That was a great image. That was a great moment. That was a very well constructed
Argo
sequence.
Fuck yourself. It's not a good movie.
Jillian, what do you think
it's one of the most overrated movies.
This is really about our wives.
I have not seen Argo, but I can tell you that anything that has Ben Affleck. Ben Affleck in it.
This is a bad Affleck.
He'll be completely against.
It's a rare, excellent Ben Affleck piece. It's one of the only ones that I think he's actually good in.
Mm-hmm. I would probably like it. He won't see anything with Ben Affleck.
I see it all. You should see everything he's ever done.
The suspense at the end is incredible. Yeah, the putting the pieces together. It doesn't matter.
Don't take actual history and then say, hey, this is based on real story. Sit down and enjoy yourself and watch what actually happened, except for all the parts that we made up. And Ben Affleck doesn't look anything like the fucking lead dude.
It's called box office entertainment.
Yeah. It's called box office money grab.
By the way, based on does not mean everything is.
Oh, I understand that.
Inspired by.
I understand that. But when you take like an important piece of history, which this was, please don't try and dramatize it. Just let it play out the way it was. And if you make a good enough movie, we're not going to be bored, right? You don't have to.
This is a hot take.
You don't have to create drama if it's a good enough story to begin with.
It made a lot of money. So I think a lot of people disagree with you.
Pandering. It's the one best picture. Unceremoniously. Argo, really Argo.
It's the witching hour for babies.
I really liked Argo up until the last act. The finale was just ridiculous. It was too much.
I didn't know you liked Argo this much.
It's an excellent, excellent piece of film.
Very good. Mm-hmm. Very
excellent piece of film.
Tessa disagrees.
All right. Do we pause? What do you want to do here? What's the call here?
Hold on.
Did you put enough whiskey in there?
That's our problem.
Tessa, what's up, dude? Please don't go. Am I going to pause here? I feel like something should happen.
You should move on.
No, go.
All right, Jill's.
She'll just choke herself out.
It'll
be fine.
Number two?
Oh, you're up to number two already. All right, cool.
We did Drop Dead Fred.
Right.
Follow That Bird.
That's right.
And There's Something Wrong with Aunt Diane.
Something's terribly wrong with her. Yes.
I really want to see that now.
Yeah, you should. That's on my list. It's an HBO movie, so it's not on a lot of things, but I think it was on Amazon.
If you have HBO Go, you'll definitely. HBO.
Can I watch it in my house?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't have to go to a movie theater. Perfect.
Yeah, exactly.
You guys were talking before the show about your dislike of attending movies in the theater.
Yeah.
Yes. Awful.
Explain.
I don't like being stuck somewhere that's going to suck for the next 2.5 hours.
I don't like listening to people eat. Or people kicking my seat.
Yeah,
and I like to have my feet up on things, and so I can't.
You understand, George Miller, great filmmaker among us, he considers going to the theater a public dreaming, and we all get together, and it's one of the last things that we do with strangers that we can all experience at the same time, and just how important it is. That's how it's very odd that they still exist. The theaters still exist in this day and age. When they first came out, you know, like a turn of the century with the Nickelodeons, and like people had that was the only entertainment. And then the radio came into being, and people were like, oh no, this is going to cut into movies because people can sit around and listen to the radio at home. But no, that wasn't the case. When TVs came out, it's like, oh no, people have TVs. Movies are dead now. Nope, they survived. And now with all of the streaming channels and all the giant TVs that everyone has and all the video games and all that stuff, movie theaters still exist. People still want to get up together to go watch something collectively with strangers. It's very odd.
I'd rather watch something live, like go to a play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I'd rather watch anything at home.
Yeah, anything at all.
Anything.
Absolutely. Because if you want to take a nap during it, it's totally okay.
Exactly.
Yeah, if you have to pee, you can put it on pause and not walk down like 3 flights of stairs and go outside and your eyes get blinded.
Go? What? That you're peeing outside?
No, the only movie theater I will go to now because it's good is the Dolby Theater in Century City.
The only movie theaters I'll go to is the one where you can recline and go to sleep if you don't like it. Okay.
That's it. And you're not like sitting touching people.
Where is the Dolby
people.
Theater in Century City?
We just saw Rogue One there.
At the AMC, they have that one theater that's a Dolby theater, and it's like it's state of the art. It's crazy.
The Amos or whatever.
Yeah, the reclining seats. It's pretty.
Yeah, that's my favorite theater in the world. But I mean, I will go see something. Jillian's, what's your main caveat to go see?
They
a movie?
Have to have pretzels at the movie theater.
Like hot pretzels or like a bag of pretzels?
No,
like a bread pretzel that you can dip your.
But
in
like
your
hot,
cheese.
Soft, not like sitting there for 3 hours where it's crunchy and awful.
Exactly.
Microphone is cutting out. This is a disaster. Where are we?
Number two.
So this one is like one of the more popular ones that probably everyone's already seen and talked about. It's a Dead Poets Society, but I love it. Mm-hmm. Such a great movie. There
you go. That's Robin Williams, right?
Yes.
That's a good movie.
Right?
Yes, that's a good movie.
It's a quality film.
Now, Jillian, tell me, what do you when did you see it? See it when in the theater? Just see it?
I saw it on TV. Yes.
That's totally acceptable. See, at the time, like when it was relatively new, like in the 80s?
No, I probably saw it for the first time like 6 or 7 years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
We were together when you first saw that movie?
Correct.
Why did you not discuss it when I got home? Why weren't you like, hey, honey, I saw a movie that maybe we could talk about?
I feel like maybe I did. I mean, I don't know. I don't recall. Like, it wasn't like a momentous day in my life.
I feel like it was one of... I might be my timeline wrong, but was it not one of Robin Williams' first like dramatic roles? And as such, since you saw it so late, did you already have like a preconceived notion of Robin Williams? You knew Robin Williams so well because he's such a famous guy.
Yeah.
Like, were you able to sort of take him seriously, I guess? Or at that point, had you seen Good Will Hunting, for example?
I think so, yeah. Okay. And obviously Mrs. Doubtfire, which is another great movie.
It is. That is a great movie. I'm with you on that one. I love Mrs. Doubtfire. I have an autographed Mrs. Doubtfire poster in the
Really?
Well, it's a run by Fruiting. Wait, you have a poster?
I was just going to say that.
I do. Oh. And it's autographed by Robin Williams. It says, there's no face like foam.
I thought it was a runaway Fruity. It's a run by
Fruiting. It's a run by Fruiting.
Yeah.
Oh, Fruiting. It was not Fruity.
Like shooting. A
drive-by shooting.
All this time, it was a runaway Fruity.
like a pejorative to gays?
I'd like to point out that Christy's one of the smartest people I know.
But I also do this with movie lyrics. Or music lyrics, too. Yeah, so it's always
a run by Fruity.
Yeah, I love that Dead Poets Society. It's like it was such a great script. It'd be hard to screw that movie.
You know what's
up.
Funny?
That's
funny you mentioned. Have you read the script? I read the script in like a screenwriting class, and it was a little bit different. It was a little bit different than the actual
Usually
movie.
Usually they are a little bit different. Yeah. But you can tell it's like a really, really well-written script. Kind of like Good Will Hunting. Like everyone gives them so much credit, even though they wrote it. But like Gus Van Sant doesn't really deserve any credit there because that movie was so well-written, it'd be hard to screw it up. You know what I mean?
That's true.
Easy, Robin Williams, he'd been doing dramatic things there for a while, Brian. Like Awakenings was before. Maybe not. Dead Poets Society's 89. Let's see. Good question. When did he do his first dramatic role? I thought it was gonna be Atticus crying all throughout.
It's her witching hour. She has a good solid hour in the late afternoon where it all goes to shit.
The Fisher King. Oh, Hook. Jillian, how's Hook not on your list?
Hook
oh
is,
my God.
Yeah, Hook
that's
is
like your
really
favorite
great.
Movie ever.
Do you love Hook?
It is really good.
Written's not on your list?
No.
Oh. She fucked up.
Oh, no, honey. She didn't.
Should we start over?
No.
The 90s was really solid in movie making.
Awakenings.
The Goonies were in the 90s too. Yeah, that was should have been on my list.
Remember that that poster, that painting that I had of Sloth and Pee Wee Herman and Edward Scissorhands playing Wheel of Fortune? It was on my top
Stop
five.
Stop it. Oh, yeah. That's amazing.
I got it for Christmas. That's nice. Jillian got it for me for Christmas. They're all playing
Wife
Wheel of Fortune.
Wife of the Year award or yeah. Girlfriend of the Year.
Yeah. That's his wife.
No, I was going to say, did you get it when she was just your girlfriend?
No, I got it this year.
Oh, this year. Oh, sorry.
I got it yesterday.
Yes. Wow. Recent.
Really recent.
Call back.
Where are we?
My number two.
Number two.
My number two is a rare thriller that I see. Argo is one. This isn't another. This is from 2008. Christopher Nolan directed The Dark Knight. Ooh. And it is exceptional. Can we agree that The Dark Knight is amazing?
Oh, yeah. It's.
And that's one of the only ones that if it comes on TV, I will stop and watch it.
Yeah, me too.
I saw that five times in the theater. I've talked about it plenty of times. It was religious every time I saw it on IMAX. Yeah, it's fantastic.
Yeah. It's fantastic.
I would not take you for a Dark Knight lover.
I wouldn't take me for a Dark Knight
lover.
See,
how do you not see? Did you see it in the theaters?
No.
Oh
no, that's a lie. I did, and I loved it. Love. And then every time,
how do you be like, oh, this is what movie could be like? Why don't I try to search out?
Hardly any movie is no, and there weren't people eating around me. There weren't a lot of people in the theater. There weren't distractions. Oh, like my poor little daughter. There weren't crying babies.
I leaned because they'd sell some of the loudest food in movie theaters. Like they don't think about it. It's weird.
No, you put your hands in a potato chip bag. Like why?
I actually leaned forward. Said this a few years ago. I leaned forward and said to this guy who was eating nachos, like out of the back, said, "Excuse me, it's not a baseball game. We're not at a ball game, sir.
Of course you
did. Film. Trying to watch a film here.
It's a masterpiece."
Yeah. Then he wonders why I don't go out with him
in public theaters ever. Yes.
That's got to be a factor, Jillian, right? And the fact that you don't go to movies with Anderson is he must embarrass you from time to time, right? Or put you in an awkward position, I should
constantly.
Say.
Constantly.
Yeah?
Constantly.
Well, I mean, you've gotten better because I bitch at you on the car ride home.
Here's how it goes.
Like, he'll be like, normally I would yell at this person, but I'm not because you're here.
Yeah, like I'll tell Jillian, like, remember when he was doing that? This is what I would have done if you weren't there, but I didn't get to do it. This is how it goes with it. I'll lean into her and I'll say, honey, can I please ask them to stop kicking your seat? May I please ask them? Can I just turn and say, please stop kicking the seat? She goes, no, leave them alone. So when I go out on my own, I've been liberated. It's like I'm free to do what I want to do.
He lashes out.
He does.
Are you surprised to find The Dark Knight on Christie's list at number two?
Shocking. It's shocking.
It's one of my favorite movies of all time.
Now, did you see
my number one? Will disappoint you greatly.
Did you see the first one? Did you see Dark Knight?
I've seen all of them. Yeah.
Did you like the others as much?
No.
Wait.
Batman Begins and then Dark Knight Rises.
Dark Knight Rises was good, as good. Dark Knight is just the benchmark.
Yeah,
it is. And Heath Ledger is incredible. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Christian Bale, fantastic.
Did you like this movie?
I really liked it. But I was also going to point out that another '90s movie, The Batman with Danny DeVito.
Yes, excellent.
Another great movie.
Excellent. On the other end of the scale, but wonderful. Yes.
Oswald Cobblepot.
That's right.
Is that his character's name?
Some might argue that The World According to Garp was Robin Williams' first.
Yeah, he did Moscow on the Hudson. I'm thinking of a few dramatic roles.
I'm going
roles
way
he
back
did.
To this, 1982.
Yeah, a few dramatic roles he did beforehand.
And Morgan Mindy, of course, not so much. And Popeye, not so much. No, no. But he did stretch his muscles with Popeye.
That's true.
He
playing Popeye.
Unintended.
Nope. Oh, yeah, we flex his muscles, yes. Flex his acting muscles with his forearms. All right, are we up to number one?
I think we are.
Oh, no.
Andy knows what this one is. I made him watch it. He was impressed.
No, I'd seen parts of it before, remember?
It's a great movie.
Remember my idiot friends and I?
No.
All right, go ahead.
So this is my favorite movie has been for a long time, My Girl.
Oh, my God. I read the book. I had it. How old were you when it came out?
Probably like 10.
It's extraordinary. And the bee scene,
right?
I cried for days every time I read the book.
Thomas
I cried.
J. Yes.
Oh my God, yes.
Did you have
Oh my God, I'm gonna cry. It's such a good movie.
Every time we see Anna Klumsky, Jillian shows Veda. It's Veda.
Did you have a crush on Macaulay Culkin? Was he in your demo?
No.
You're a Leonardo DiCaprio guy.
Oh yeah. Well, I discovered him.
She has a handwritten note from Leonardo DiCaprio.
And a friendship bracelet.
What?
Ooh.
How is this?
She's the fan that? Club.
I am.
What? There's a fan club?
Back in the day when he was like a child star on Growing Pains.
Okay.
This was before Growing Pains. This is when he did This Boy's Life. When he was
no.
first discovered, yes.
He was on Growing Pains before that, I thought.
I don't know. It's around the same
yeah,
time.
Yeah, because This Boy's Life.
Yeah. But anyway.
That's one of Anderson's all-time favorites.
Really is.
That's fine too, but let's get back to My Girl.
Because
My Girl is ridiculous. But why do you love it?
You know what? I just, I love her in it. I love the fact that she was a hypochondriac. Mm-hmm. I love that she grew up in a funeral home. Mm-hmm. It was just great. Like, I have a really terrible fear of death, and that's what she had. And mm-hmm. so I think that's why I loved it. And I love Macaulay Culkin.
They were so cute together. Yeah. So cute together. We got Anna Chlumsky when mm-hmm. I see what she's in
Veep.
Veep. And when I first saw Veep, remember I said to you, I was like, oh, she's from My Girl. And she will
never be. I think I saw this in the theater. I remember being about 12-ish, 13. What year did this come out? Do you have any info on this?
91.
Yeah, so it would have been exactly 13. Or 12. And I remember...
Wait, was it 12? Like,
depending on what month it came out, it would have been 12 or 13. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember being... I think it was good, but I haven't seen it since then, so yeah. I have no like adult perspective on if this is a good movie or not.
It doesn't matter. It's just that good.
So I was seeing some big movie at the mall with a bunch of my worst friends that I had at the time. Mm-hmm. And I can't remember what movie it was that we were all seeing together. I remember one of my friends got kicked out before the movie even started because he just lit up a cigarette. And this was after like we weren't allowed to smoke. And he just waited to be like for the usher. I guess he didn't want to sit and watch a movie with us. So the ushers came and took him away. And I'm like, all right, well done, Martin. Well played. You don't have to watch the movie with us now. But my one friend, so we watched whatever movie we were seeing. There's probably about six or seven of us. And my one friend said, oh, you know what? There's this horrible movie with Macaulay Culkin called My Girl. And it's playing. It's like right in the middle right now. We can all go into that theater right there. He's going to get stung by bees until he's dead. We should wait for that scene and then clap and then walk out.
That's horrific.
And this is your husband now, by the way.
Jillian. It's highly disappointing. It really is.
Did you know Anderson at this point in his life and your life? And
no,
did you
we had not met.
I'm talking to Jillian.
Did you know Anderson
at this point, and did you know him to be a bad boy? Was he like, was he a you know? A
I met him when I was 11, and he was 21.
No,
oh boy, help me.
Why would you say these things?
Well, he's clearly a sociopath. If that's what you're going to go do, that's what? The most.
I didn't know anything. I was kind of like following.
Moment.
And Jillian, I met you. I don't remember meeting you till you were probably 15 or 16. But you started hanging out with my little sister.
Not much better.
When you're like, you didn't even move out to like that area till you're 12. Anyways,
I was.
I remember
not much better.
I started like telling her that she was cute and pretty, and that one
13.
Day, no, not 13. When she was like 15, when I take her on a date one day in front of my girlfriend at the time, I had a live-in girlfriend practically.
This is getting twisted.
And I did it just to upset her, because Jillian never talked.
Keep in mind, their baby son is right here.
And she was like, I have two little sisters, and I only had of my two little sisters' friends, only one have I ever thought was cute, and it was Jillian. And I used to like make comments just to upset my then girlfriend Mandy, who I've talked about on the show, and she'd get really pissed. But then Jillian would just like walk off, and she'd be like, you know, go off with my sister. And I'd always like try and talk to her, and she would never talk to me. Creepy or inappropriate?
Aside from everything you said?
It makes it sound so gross when you just come up there. And why do you make it go the other way? Like,
you're
11.
You're not very much in love.
Because I was 11 when I met you.
No, you weren't.
Maybe you weren't making those comments.
1994 is the earthquake. You weren't 11. You were 12.
A bit of a non sequitur.
1994.
Well, she had to like move out here because of the Northridge earthquake.
So Andy,
I got a place for you to stay, little girl.
So you think I moved out?
I didn't meet you when you were 11. I can tell you that. Okay. I can tell you that.
Okay. It's a huge difference between 11.
First time.
The ripe old age of 12.
First time I remember noticing
she
that
she became a woman.
My sister had a cute friend.
Anderson.
She was 16 years old because she was driving.
These mics are plugged in.
Uh-huh. Hot mic.
I never did anything.
Tight
you
little 12-year-old
ass. Don't worry about it.
But still, it sounds creepy. Like
it is creepy.
It totally sounds creepy.
But now you're together and you're fine and you have a beautiful baby boy.
When did we?
When did we actually? 22. Hit on 11.
What was my
stay away from my goddamn daughter, you animal.
Here was my line to her. I'd always say, can't wait till you're 18. In front of my girlfriend.
True.
In front of my girlfriend to upset my girlfriend. Okay? I would never say that if it was just you, right?
Correct.
And when did we finally actually go out on a date?
Oh, God.
I was 20.
Yes.
Oh, so he waited.
See?
He did
what
wait.
What a gentleman.
Yeah.
It just sounds gross and creeps.
What? Well, honey, you're okay. We got married.
I don't
you
like
never
that.
Hit on another 15-year-old in your life.
Hmm.
Except when Tess is 15.
She's not really my type.
Wow. Now I'm doubly offended.
My good friend Max actually really offended me once when he was talking about my then girlfriend Mandy. And he goes, yeah, I don't know why it came up or I didn't even ask him or anything. He's like, yeah, I'd have sex with Mandy once just to see what it was like. I'm like, what? That is so doubly offensive.
At least go one of the other way.
I know.
It's like, dude, she's so hot.
Just
like,
to see what it was like.
Number one for you, Jillian. What's your number one favorite movie of all time?
Said that. My
we
girl.
Just finished.
Oh, that was it.
Girl.
Oh, sorry. I thought we were bouncing back. Okay.
For you.
11, honey. You were. I didn't notice until you're like 16, 15, 16. I swear to God. You got dimples for days.
Have we done top five pedophiles on the show?
Humpert.
We haven't done that, have we?
Have you seen Lolita?
Is that his name?
Yes.
I don't remember. Have you seen Lolita? I saw the original, not the remake.
Mm-hmm. Smart. You seen Lolita, honey?
I was not like Lolita. No.
No, you weren't like Lolita. Lolita talked. Have you seen Lolita?
Rude. I talked, just not to you.
She was smart. Again.
Anderson does a thing on the show where he sort of defaults to no. Like if I'm like, Anderson, you know what we should do on the show? There we go. Does he do this
at home?
Don't
like it.
Does he do this at home? He defaults to no without
Jillian
hearing.
Does.
Yeah, I tend to.
This is making sense.
The opposite. So that he takes this out on you during the show because he goes home and she's like, not a chance.
You know we should go see Jillian. No.
Do they? Yeah, no, it'd be more like, do they have pretzels?
Do they have pretzels and does the seat recline? Because I'll bring a blanket with me if in case it's not good.
Absolutely.
Yes. Take the mic and give us your number one.
Okay. All right, my number one I've seen probably 15 times. In fact, I watched it every time you're traveling for the Kroll show. Somehow it's on TV and I find myself sucked into 2 hours of my life. Oh. And I'm so gleefully happy and I will sit and watch it. And I will turn it on through the whole house and all the speakers.
Wow.
From 2006, directed by David Frankel. Mm. Devil Wears Prada.
Mm-hmm. It is
best movie of all time.
Yeah. So, like I said before,
we assign films based on the gambling, and right. I made Anderson watch this recently, and he did not like it.
Didn't find much enjoyable there.
Really? It's such an excellent movie.
Yeah.
Meryl Streep.
Wasn't made for me.
Clearly it's not. Yeah. No dogs died, and no 11-year-olds were hot in it.
That's good. It's made for smart people, I know. Jillian, have you seen this? You would like this.
I do.
It's a really good movie.
I don't understand how anyone could.
I think Stanley.
I didn't dislike it. It felt like a made-for-TV movie.
Stanley Tucci's my favorite actor.
Tucci was on my top five sidekicks list for this movie.
There was like music in every scene. It just felt like a Sunday afternoon movie.
His name is Nigel in it.
That's right. It's questionably gay.
And Emily Blunt is in it, and she's hysterical. And Meryl Streep is just... And I'm not even a big fashionista. I don't really care about the whole thing.
Yep. Who is it? The only thing I didn't like, and I think we all didn't, I think we talked about this, is the Adrian Grenier boyfriend.
Yeah.
He's just boring as hell.
That was boring. The whole side plot was kind of like, meh.
The better scene was when she was out to dinner with her dad, and then she gets the call from Miranda, who's in a hurricane in Miami. And dad's like, how's your new job going? And she spends the entire time trying to get her out of Miami in the hurricane.
Yep.
That's much more indicative of like how this job is going to take over her life, not the fact that she was like not paying attention to her loser boyfriend. He was a loser.
He was.
Like, going nowhere.
Was it Anna Kendrick?
Anna Kendrick what?
Anne Hathaway. Yes.
Oh, yeah. No, it was like a chef or something, right?
No. Boring.
New York.
I don't remember. He's awful.
Yeah, he kept trying to make her meals and she didn't really seem to care.
That was a plot line that no one really cared about. You know what? I'm surprised. Well, let's finish talking about this because I want to talk about movies that I'm surprised were not on your list. Mm. But we'll talk about that in a second. Okay. Anderson, any movies that come up that you're like, oh, I'm sure this is going to be on our list and wasn't on the list?
Hook, which we kind of discovered while talking here just now. Hook, what else, honey? Something else you really liked.
Do you have any also-rans at the end of the episode? Sometimes we do also-rans where it's like, oh, this one almost made my list. This was.
I couldn't remember the title of it.
No.
It had
we can help.
Kevin from The Wonder Years, and it was like a monster under his bed, and they go into this other world.
Oh, yeah. No, I do. I know what you're talking about.
Such a good movie. I don't know the name.
Yeah, but either.
Right? Wizard.
So good.
No, I don't know.
Exactly. That's from the 80s.
Time Bandits.
No, it's not Time Bandits. You made me watch that commercial, and it was terrible.
I made you watch Time Bandits commercial?
Yeah, remember I was in your because film it was, vault live.
Yes, I made you watch it. I think you were there while I was doing research. And
I really thought Julie and Julia would be on your list.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, that's an excellent movie.
I love that movie.
Yeah, I don't know. I just forgot about it.
It's not your top five.
No, I have a list. I just have to find it.
What's the Fred Savage movie?
I don't remember, but like it's like a email? Monster. He's like a punk. It goes into different
World. And he was in like a
mohawk,
weird like almost like Monster
lip ring.
Mm-hmm.
Fred Savage. Oh, I know. It was The Wonder Years.
It was not.
I said it was Kevin from Wonder Years. I can't even remember his name.
Mm-hmm.
I know exactly what you're talking about, though, and it was a great movie. Yes.
Yeah.
Was it?
That's not.
Was it Working?
It's not your email.
TV series.
Bill Drafts.
No. It was not Working TV series.
No, wasn't that okay? Was it Zoe TV series?
No.
This would have been circa 1990.
Daddy Day Camp, maybe?
1991.
Nope. Was it Caveman? Caveman, nope. The TV. He was on Caveman? I didn't know that. What year is Fred's what? What year is
it? It was like early 90s.
Well, honey, here's the problem.
Is that
he didn't start working until 99.
No,
Fred's
You're looking at his directing credits.
I know, I totally am. He's directed more things than he's been in. He probably has.
He did a ton of episodes for It's Always Sunny.
Yeah.
It's on my list.
Mm-hmm. He was in It's Always Sunny.
In the meantime, while you look for that, Anderson, Christy found
her. The Boy Who Could Fly.
Nope. List of Also Rans.
Dinosaurs.
No.
That's what Anderson does. He just reads off the
list. So annoying. Movies.
I know. So True Beverly Hills. That was another one. So excellent, right?
Movie.
So
he loves that movie. It's Miss Movies.
Really?
She actually sent us a copy.
Romeo and Juliet. Another, yeah. Right? So yep. Good. Love that. The soundtrack's even better.
Yep.
Fault in Our Stars, which I just basically, well, I mean, obvious reasons. I
cried a lot. You cried a lot.
I cried from the beginning to the end of that movie.
You cried a lot in The Curious Case of Benjamin Button.
You know what? That was going to be tied with Fantastic Mr. Fox, really? But I didn't have enough time. All I remember was a crinkly old baby, and then I cried a lot, and I didn't feel like that was enough description.
Well, that's it. Crinkly old baby. You cried a lot.
Crinkly old baby.
Ages backwards.
What else?
Dirty Dancing, which you hate.
I'm shocked that didn't make your list. I thought you loved that movie.
The Man in the Moon, similar to My Girl.
Is that the one with Young Reese?
Yes, it's her first movie. That's was in movie. Like the backwoods of Louisiana or something, yeah.
The look on Anderson's face.
About Time. Have you heard of About Time?
Oh, I love About Time.
Are you lying? Are you?
But Christopher Reeve.
No.
Oh, that's...
No, this is a time travel movie.
Yeah, so it was,
is it the time traveler's wife or is this the
no? About Time is the guy. Yeah, like the husband goes back a bunch of times.
Yeah, that is a good movie.
It's different.
No, that would suck. Domhnall Gleeson. That came out like
oh
three
yeah
years
ago. A couple years ago, of course. Yeah. Wait,
it was Richard Curtis.
I really liked that movie. It was it was kind of gimmicky, so it didn't get its due, but it was actually a really really well made movie. It was a Love Actually guy, Richard Curtis.
And then speaking of Love Actually was on it, and then also Whiplash.
Once Upon a Time.
But I can't talk about Whiplash because all Brian does is talk about Whiplash.
It comes up the show a lot.
Jillian didn't like it.
It comes up the show once or twice.
I dragged her to the theater and they had pretzels and she said I didn't care about either one of them. I thought they were both jerks.
La La Land
I did think they were both jerks.
Oh, right?
Your microphone is
neither one of them was likable. So
no, you're right. Anti-hero.
Brian, let's try and fix that.
Main character in
Whiplash? Miles Teller. Like he's not like a nice guy that you're rooting for. He's like, you know, he's kind of a dick.
Yeah, he was a total dick.
Well, he was passionate.
Yes.
He was passionate. You can appreciate his passion.
Flawed hero. Anti-hero, I think. I'm glad to say.
No, he's no Walter White. I'll say that.
Somewhere in Time.
I don't know what that is.
Somewhere in Time is what I was thinking you were talking about, which is Christopher Reeve. It's a phenomenal movie. Oh, so good. You would love it. Really? Very romantic. Very romantic film. Jillian, would you like to watch that with me sometime? Somewhere in Time?
That looks
1980?
Great.
1980? It's really good. A Chicago playwright uses self
when she was 11.
self hypnosis to find the actress whose vintage portrait hangs in a grand hotel. I didn't take her out on a date till she's 20 years old. And it wasn't even a date. It's like we dropped my sister off at the airport and then we went to LAX, the little encounters.
That is not a date.
Yeah, that was our first date.
No, it was not. Our first date was Finding Nemo. That was our first date.
So we're going to Finding Nemo.
Yeah. Not worth a list, but good.
Yeah.
About Time had a Rachel McAdams in it.
Rachel McAdams has been the love object of a time traveler in three movies.
Thank you for that useless trivia.
Is also a very good
one. What?
Mm-hmm. I'm surprised the time traveler's life wasn't on your list.
I like the book a lot better than the movie. Yeah. It's fine.
No animated films?
Fantastic Mr. Fox.
Oh, I guess that is technically. I was thinking of like Pixar stuff.
Little Monsters is the one that Jillian was trying to think of.
Yes.
Fred Savage.
Anderson to the rescue.
Mm-hmm. It's where a monster comes out from underneath his closet door when he's 11 and molests him.
Atticus, shut the fuck up.
Hey, bud.
What's up?
It's not sad. Talking to my kid that way.
That probably wasn't very nice. But he was not looking at me, so I didn't know I was talking to him.
You're acting like such a newborn
exactly
right now.
Exactly the same. Both are crying.
That's pretty cute. That's pretty cute.
Should we call it a wrap then?
We should probably wrap it up. Any final thoughts, Anderson? Jillian, Christy, what are your real quick final question we ask all of our guests. What is your favorite episode of the Film Vault you've heard?
You were talking about this earlier. We both have never heard one single episode.
God damn.
I'm afraid of Anderson because I hear him yell all the time. So I was like, I don't need to listen to this.
Jillian's afraid of Anderson too?
No, come on.
This is actually an intervention.
Jillian listens to The After Disaster.
I ask the. Do you listen to The After Disaster?
We talk about you.
He's a kinder, gentler person on The After Disaster.
Well, no, his bursts of rage are more self-contained. Like they burst, and then there's like a long period of about 20 minutes where he's normal.
But they're directed at you.
That is true. They're directed at me.
No, but thank you for having us on. I'm sure this is going to be the most exciting. I'm going to say worst, and then I was like, don't say worst episode you've ever had.
We'd love to have you guys back sometime, and maybe it would be a top five worst movies that we've had you watch with us.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Oh, that is a good one. Yeah. Anything Anderson recommended.
Oh, you didn't like The Voices?
Yeah, how can you not like The Voices? What's wrong with you?
Fuck me. Are you kidding me?
You got one movies that you should watch. It's a streamer right now called Green Room. I think you'd really enjoy
Green
that.
Green Room's pretty good, actually.
Green Room's great.
Actually, I would really enjoy
it. No, you would enjoy it, but it's
you
pretty
would
good
not be able to take it.
Somebody die and there's blood all over.
There's knives in the head.
Like, almost like seven times.
There's violence.
There's someone dying and being like shot in the face or dogs ripping their throat out.
Yeah, that happens. This
is Patrick Stewart's in it.
Anderson written all over. This is like Django Unchained.
Patrick Stewart plays against type as a neo-Nazi.
Oh.
Yeah, it's nice to watch. Nice. Watch the Star Trek dude.
Gresley's interested.
Oh. Sir Ben Kingsley did that as well, I think.
No, he didn't.
CBS was against type, yeah. Who was the... Oh, never mind. Sweltering.
Advertising. Never mind. Take it back.
Did he?
It was one of the guys we had in our commercials played a neo-Nazi, and I forget who it was.
Oh, was it Nicholas Holt?
No. That's a good story.
Oh, Nicholas Holt would make a good Nazi.
James McAvoy? I'm trying to think who were your commercials.
It was Ryan Gosling.
No,
I want to see
Mark Strong.
Hiddleston? Oh, it was Mark Strong. Yeah, sorry, it was Mark Strong. Yeah.
All right.
No, it was not. It was J.K. Simmons.
Yes, it was. That's right. He was in Oz.
He was in Oz. Yes.
That's right. Yep. I knew it.
We're getting, this is now getting a TV vault, so let's end the episode.
He's a sodomite who also hated Jews. Yes.
Ironic. Mm-hmm. All joking
Why
aside,
is that ironic?
Jillian and Christy, thank you guys so much for being guests on the show. I've wanted to do this episode for a long time and have you be a part of the show. And the fact that we can do it with the babies and audience, thank you so much for indulging us and having the patience to withstand the crying babies in the background. We appreciate it. And thank you guys for being our guests.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Tessa and Atticus were the real stars of the show.
They are. They're the big draws.
You have anything to say there, Addy?
No? If he says we do it for Van Gogh, I'm going to lose my mind. There you go, buddy.
What are you doing for Van Gogh?